Going on with our series on Ephesians. Last week we covered the fact that we were accepted in the Beloved, that is, in Jesus. We are accepted in Him because He shed His blood to redeem us, to buy us back from the one who held us in bondage. Our text, Ephesians 1 and 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Theologians debate endlessly concerning all that redemption entails, but I think that you and I are more concerned with the practical effects of our redemption in Christ. Redemption means to be bought back. In simple words, redemption gives us deliverance from sin, Satan, and death. It always carries a price. In our case, that price was the precious blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 1:17 through 20. Anybody remember this old chorus that used to ring the rafters of the church? I'm bought with a price, not of silver or gold. I'm bought with a price, the value yet untold. The precious blood of Jesus shed on Calvary purchased my salvation and made me free. Our father Adam sinned, and the whole race was sold to Satan and doomed to die. But in Jesus, we're free from that sin and we're made alive eternally. 1 Corinthians 15:20-22. Our redemption required a very high price that only God could pay. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us that He, His own self, bare our sins in His body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Acts 20 and 28 tells us that God purchased His church with His own blood. But just as the blind man said, all I know is that once I was blind, but now I see, John 9:25. We know what we were, and we know what we are now. 1 Corinthians 6:11. The weight and guilt of sin is gone. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We know that our sins that were as scarlet are now as white as snow. Our sins have been removed from us as far as the east is from the west, and God remembers them no more. We're going on with our text, Ephesians 1 and 8, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. All of this because of a God who loves us so much that He condescended to earth in the form of a man and paid the penalty that He Himself had prescribed for sin. The price of our redemption was the blood of a sinless lamb, and only He could meet that demand. Hebrews 2:14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. When Adam sinned, God could have just wiped the slate clean. He still had the heavenly host. However, He saw each and every one of us that was yet to be born, and He desired our love and our fellowship. So God purposed in Himself to do something about the problem. He would gather all men who were willing into one group. Jews and Gentiles would now be one. Male and female would know no distinction. No white men or black men, no rich or poor. All who would accept the sacrifice at Calvary would be one, simply sons of God. Galatians 3:26 tells us that ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, that as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, as neither Jew or Greek, bond or free, male or female, all one in Christ Jesus. It won't be long, friend, before all those whom God has gathered together in Christ will be assembled together at the throne of God. There will be folks there from every kindred, tongue, and nation, all singing the praises of the Redeemer, singing the songs of the redeemed. Revelation 5 and 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Well, friend, look up. It won't be long. And I'll see you at the throne. God bless you.